Today's message, it's 102.7 Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. Time now for a look at the water cooler conversations. Going to college, particularly when you run out of high school,
is fun.
It's fun, and you apply to different colleges, and you wait to see.
You hope you get into one.
Right. And so that can be very stressful for some.
Absolutely.
Particularly if you don't apply to a bunch of them. You're applying to the ones you really want.
Yeah, so if you don't get into one of those,
Right. And University of Colorado last week had a little bit of a problem because 11,000 people received an erroneous email saying they were all accepted.
Oh, gosh. And they're a little bit, what's the word?
Picky?
Yeah, I was thinking picky.
Yeah, that was my big college
Selective.
Word.
Selective.
Selective, okay. All right. You and your big words
well,
there, college girl.
This is what I do for a living, is help students find what school they want to go to.
Sure.
And I know they're very selective.
They are selective.
Not anymore.
And at this point, 11,000 people.
Anybody can go.
It's like, wow, we're certainly getting a lot of responses here. People that are very
like,
happy.
Wow,
to,
this is like triple the numbers.
Yeah, what's going on here? And so in addition to going to those who were waiting for word, the email went to at least more than 500 who had already been denied acceptance.
Then they thought they'd change their mind.
Right.
Sweet.
Right. So these 500 people are like, oh, look, they reconsidered.
They do love me.
Yeah. And so there was an interview with this this one kid. It's like, I get this call from my mom, and she's saying, he said, I was all excited that I got in because it's local, and I didn't want to have to go away for school. And and then my mom calls me and says, hold on there, cowboy.
JK.
Yeah, I don't think she said it like that, but I think you get the gist that it was like, oh, dear. And he said, so now I don't know what. I don't know whether I've been accepted for real or not.
I'm going to go with not.
Yeah. And
that's a bum sauce.
Yeah. And they, being an educational university, I always like it whenever things like this happen. And first of all, it does not reflect well.
No.
You know, I mean, you're...
Because there's somebody working as like an intern in their front office that's
right.
No longer their intern.
Yeah. And the way that they do the PR afterward is always interesting.
I'm sorry.
So the senior executive director of enrollment...
Ooh, that's a title.
Yeah. Matthew Cox said, quotation, "We obviously regret the miscommunication."
Obviously.
Boy, it's our bad.
Ooh, yep, man. Sorry. Just kidding. None of you were accepted after all.
We really regret that. And you might as well go ahead and not continue with those financial aid applications that you've already sent in.
What a nightmare.
That now are erroneous. Because, see, that's what happened. You know, these people, it's like, oh, great. Now I can take
Send. Yeah. Send it. Send this, the FAFSA.
This is where we want you to send. Yeah. All right. Well, not now. University of Colorado, if you were applying there, I got good news and I got bad news.
You might be one of the people that really didn't get accepted.
Good news is you're in. Bad news is no, you're not. All right. There you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's message. It's 102.7.